We begin the Warren County Radio Bible School today with a little rhyme that is at the end of one of our Sunday school lessons, and it's about being careful with the words that we say. Here's how the rhyme goes. Boys flying kites, all in their white-winged birds. You can't do that when you're flying words. Careful with fire is good advice, we know. Careful with words is 10 times doubly so. Though thoughts unexpressed may sometimes fall back dead, but God Himself can't kill them when they are said. Well, we need to guard our thoughts, and so we need to guard our tongues, don't we? This is the Warren County Radio Bible School. It is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rockcliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rockcliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And today, we're going to look at an old Sunday school lesson that E.A. Elam prepared for the Sunday schools of December the 11th, 1927. The name of this lesson is Isaiah Counsels Rulers. The text comes from Isaiah chapter 37, verses 5 through 11, and verses 14 through 20. And I'll read that lesson text now. So the servants of King Hezekiah came to Isaiah. And Isaiah said unto them, Thus shall ye say to your master, Thus saith Jehovah, Be not afraid of the words which thou hast heard, wherein the servants of the king of Assyria have blasphemed me. Behold, I will put a spirit in him, and he shall hear tidings, and shall return into his own land, and I will cause him to fall by the sword in his own land. Jorab is Shake returned, and found the king of Assyria warding against Libna, for he had heard that he was departed from Lachish, and he heard concerning Trihaka, the king of Ethiopia, he has come out to fight against thee. And when he heard it, he sent messengers to Hezekiah, saying, Thus shall you speak to Hezekiah, king of Judah, saying, Let not thy God in whom thou trustest deceive thee, saying, Jerusalem shall not be given into the hand of the king of Assyria. Behold, thou hast heard what the kings of Assyria had done to all the lands by destroying them utterly. And shalt thou be delivered? Now Isaiah 37, verses 14 through 20. Hezekiah received the letters from the hand of the messengers and read it. And Hezekiah went up to the house of Jehovah and spread it before Jehovah. And Hezekiah prayed unto Jehovah, saying, O Jehovah of hosts, the God of Israel that sitteth above the cherubim, thou art the God, even thou alone. And all the kingdoms of the earth thou hast made heaven and earth. Incline thine ear, O Jehovah, and hear. Open thine eyes, O Jehovah, and see. And hear all the words of Sennacherib, who hath sent to defy the living God. Of a truth, Jehovah, the kings of Assyria have laid waste all the countries and their land, and hath cast their gods into the fire, for they were no gods, but the work of men's hands, wood and stone. Therefore they have destroyed them. Now therefore, O Jehovah our God, save us from his hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that thou art Jehovah, even thou only. The golden text for this Sunday school lesson is Isaiah 26 and verse 3. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. The devotional reading is the 21st Psalm. The superscription to this psalm is, "For the chief musician, a psalm of David." And here's the psalm itself, 21st Psalm. "The king shall joy in thy strength, O Jehovah, and in thy salvation how greatly shall he rejoice. Thou hast given him his heart's desire. Thou hast not withholden the request of his lips, Selah. For thou meetest him with the blessings of goodness. Thou settest a crown of fine gold on his head. He asked life of thee, thou gavest it him, even length of days forever and ever. His glory is great in thy salvation. Honor and majesty dost thou lay upon him, for thou makest him most blessed forever. Thou makest him glad with joy in thy presence. For the king trusteth in Jehovah, and through the loving kindness of the Most High he shall not be moved. Thy hand will find out all thine enemies. Thy right hand will find out all those that hate thee. Thou wilt make them as the fiery furnace in the time of thine anger. Jehovah will swallow them up in his wrath, and the fire shall devour them. Their fruit wilt thou destroy from the earth, and their seed from among the children of men. For they intended evil against thee. They conceived a device which they are not able to perform. For thou wilt make them turn their back. Thou wilt make ready with thy bowstrings against their face. Be thou exalted, O Jehovah, in thy strength. So will we sing and praise thy power." Now, the geographical note for this Sunday school lesson about Isaiah counseling the ruler says this: "For a fuller description of Syria, Babylon, Nineveh, Libna, and Jerusalem, you're advised to consult some Bible dictionary and locate these places on a map. We read about Lachish. It was an important and fortified town in Judah, and it was besieged by Sennacherib. It was in the southwestern part of Judea, about 16 miles east of Gaza. Libna was another town in the southernmost part of Judea, not far away from Lachish." Now, here are the helps and hints for the teacher. "We cannot learn all about such a busy king and so good a man as was Hezekiah in one lesson, but let's learn all we can. He was a son of Ahaz, a godly son of a most ungodly father. He succeeded his father to the throne. He began to reign at the age of 25 years and reigned 29 years. His name, Hezekiah, means strength of Jehovah. His mother's name was Abijah, the daughter of Zechariah. Abijah means, my father is Jehovah." You would think Abijah was a good woman, from whom Hezekiah received righteous impressions and impulses. He also gave heed to the instruction and warnings of Isaiah, who had been a prophet for more than 32 years. Hezekiah's wife was named Hephzibah, which means, my delight is in her. Hezekiah's reformation of Judah was 5 or 6 years before the downfall of Israel. And he did that which was right in the eyes of Jehovah, according to all that his father David had done. He trusted in Jehovah, the God of Israel, so that after him was none like him among all the kings of Judah, nor among them that were before him. For he clave to Jehovah. He departed not from following him, but kept his commandments, as Jehovah had commanded him." 2 Kings 18, 3-8. Now we read about Sennacherib. "He was the king of Assyria, the son of Sargon." Now let's look at the preceding facts. The facts in this lesson occur in the 14th year of Hezekiah's reign, 2 Kings 28 and verse 13. He had rebelled against the king of Assyria and served him not, 2 Kings 18:7, to whom Ahaz had submitted, and Sennacherib was seeking to reduce him to submission. Sennacherib came up against all the fortified cities of Judah and took them. Alarmed at this, Hezekiah sent to Sennacherib at Lachish and confessed he had offended and offered to pay whatever tribute Sennacherib should lay upon him, if Sennacherib would only return from him. Sennacherib appointed 300 talents of silver and 30 talents of gold. In order to raise this enormous sum, Hezekiah emptied his own treasuries and spoiled the temple of God. If Sennacherib withdrew at all, he soon returned and determined to subdue the kingdom and remove its people to another country. Hezekiah then prepared for the siege and to encourage the people. Now, Sennacherib had cruel, bloody, and blasphemous message for the inhabitants of Jerusalem. At the time of this lesson, Sennacherib and his army were at Lachish. From Lachish, Sennacherib sent officers with a great army to Jerusalem with a cruel and bloody message, demanding of Hezekiah a complete surrender and the removal of the people as captives to another country. With this manifesto were coupled the vilest insults and the greatest of blasphemy. The army took its stand by the conduit of the upper pool, which is in the highway of the Fuller's Field. This, it is thought, was on the north side of Jerusalem. It was close enough for the people on the wall to hear the Assyrians speak. Hezekiah sent out Eliakim, Shebna, and Joah to talk with the Assyrians. Rabshakeh was the chief speaker for the Assyrians. He asked, virtually, upon what ground Hezekiah hoped to succeed. He said if Hezekiah trusted in Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, and rival and enemy of Sennacherib, he was leaning on a broken reed which would only pierce his hand. To trust in themselves, they were told tauntingly, was to fail, because they were so few. They could not set riders on 2,000 horses if they had them. Rabshakeh offered the horses if they could furnish even the 2,000 soldiers. They were so poor and weak, he said. They could not withstand one captain of the least of Sennacherib's servants. To trust in God was to fail also, he told them. Their trust in God was mocked, and God himself was blasphemed. If they were persuaded by Hezekiah to trust in Jehovah for deliverance, they would be enticed to death by famine and thirst. Rabshakeh undertook to convince them that in destroying the many altars and high places of idols, and confining the worship to the one altar of God in Jerusalem, Hezekiah had deprived them of their religious rites and had offended God. Hence they could not expect God to help them. The reason the ignorant and malicious Rabshakeh gave for their failure was really the reason for their success. But in blasphemy and contempt, Jehovah was placed on an equality with and even beneath the idols of other nations. The idea that Jehovah could save by a few was ridiculed. All this was enlarged upon and spoken to the Jews in language to stir up sedition among them. But they very wisely, according to Hezekiah's instructions, held their peace. We're going to stop the Sunday school lesson at this time. We're going to pick it up in our next class. We're going to read about Isaiah's message to Hezekiah and Sennacherib's letter. And then this, Hezekiah's prayer. There is a victorious conclusion to this, and we'll read that in the book of Isaiah, chapter 37, verses 21 through 38. God will answer Hezekiah. God will send messengers to Sennacherib, and he'll further answer Hezekiah to assure him of his help.